like radio, less like crap.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
So the album, the name of your album is Songs of Horror.
Hey, we'll be right back to our documentary on stomach rashes, talcum in the middle, in just a second.
Oh, wait, gee, what was that?
It was frightening, wasn't it?
It was horror.
Hey, you know what, Colin?
What, Ryan?
That's what all the songs in this CD set are about. Horror.
Are you saying that every song on this CD album has to do with horror?
You bet I am. 800 songs on 300 CDs.
That's
all about horror. You know, Colin,
Hey, what's wrong?
I've got a bit of a bug. Oh, and I'm a little jittery. Oh, jitterbug.
Wow, nice segue.
You know, I wasn't alive when the jitterbug was popular, but Colin told me all about it, and it seems like a wonderful, wonderful music style. And I think when I think of jitterbug hits, one of my favorite has to be The Moon Is Full and I'm Getting Hairy.
You know, I remember once I went to a circus and I saw the strong man bend a car, Pat Benatar.
Okay, you've proved your point.
Yes. You're not the only master of segues. Pat Benatar, I remember listening to her, I guess, after my first hip replacement. Anyway, you're going to love this great Frankenstein-inspired song.
Frankenstein?
Yes.
Ooh.
Hit me with your best bolt. You know, when I was a jockey...
Got a bit of a jitterbug.
Yeah, that was good the first time. You know... Hey, smell like that. You see that? When I was a jockey... No, I was, just for a little while. And in my bed, well, it was more of a cot. We had this sort of sanitary paper for the fillies. Wait a minute, bed cot filly paper? Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Bed cot filly paper.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh. Yeah, like it made sense before. Anyway, they did a song. And it has to do with horror.
Horror, you all right?
I'm fine. I just swallowed my horror.
Well, that's gonna cost you.
Yeah. Anyway, they did a song, and it went like this. Oh, now here's the title. I almost started singing it, but that wasn't...
That's not
leave
your
it
job.
To the professionals.
Yes.
The song is, of course, Devil. There's a devil. Oh, devil. Oh, that's a devil.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem. Remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You are you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is November 26, 2013. I'm Joel Dutch Van Weerden here with Royce Scooter Lopez.
Hello.
Marie-tard Sarkeesian.
Hey.
And Mitchell Heil Chim, whatever the fuck your last name is.
Why? You don't have any mean things to call me?
I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
I got one for you, okay? Hold on to your butts. Mitch the bitch. Boom. Got it.
Ow. I don't know. I don't know if I like that language on the show.
You know what? Since you gave one, I'm going to give an original one that I have never heard before. Joel the Mole.
Ooh, I don't
who
know, man.
Who lives in a butthole.
No. Come on. I don't want to be that mean.
And smells his mother's pussy hole.
Okay, that's a little far.
Whoa.
Anyways, you guys want to get in touch with us, our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can go to morelikeradio.com, hit the live link at the top of the page, and join in the chat room and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and all that kind of stuff.
So what are you guys planning for Thanksgiving?
To drive to Colorado and murder you.
No.
I'm thankful for your Thanksgiving plans.
See, someone appreciates it.
We're not really doing that. Don't worry.
Well, I was told earlier today that there are 37 people who are going to be at Thanksgiving at my parents' house. Or my parent's house.
Is that good or bad?
It's a lot of people. Because my older brother, Jake, flew out with his wife, Wendy, and all their kids. And then my brother, Eddie, flew out with his wife and 2 kids, and then my brother Adam also flew out, and my brother Caleb also flew out. So it's like a whole smorgasbord of a shitload of people. Not including that, then there's my family, my girlfriend, obviously, and then all of like the subsequent people who aren't married, their girlfriends because my mother thought it'd be a good idea to have Thanksgiving at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's normal.
I don't know. A lot of people do that.
That's how my family
does it. Is that normal?
Yeah. That's how we're doing it.
Oh, okay. Because traditionally, at least for me and my family, I have no idea. Like, generally like 5 or 6.
Yeah, we usually end up having it around 2 p.m., I think. 2:30-ish.
Okay.
So it's not unusual to have it as a lunch thing. I mean, you throw the turkey in.
Or to be in love with anyone.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
So, Joel, with your parents being divorced, does that mean you have 2 days of 37 people going to houses?
That's kind of part of what I thought. Like, I mean, like, it's going to be at my mom's house is the main big thing. I don't know what my dad's doing, but I haven't gotten an invite yet, so.
You haven't gotten an invite to your dad's Thanksgiving?
That's the thing. I don't know if he's doing anything, so, you know.
Why don't you know?
Because I don't know.
Is he leaving you out?
No, he's not leaving me out. Like, if anything, he
what did
loves,
you do to him?
He loves me more than anybody, as far as the family goes.
Yeah, that's what he says, except he's having a secret Thanksgiving without you. Seriously.
No, I don't know what he has planned. I think, if anything, my dad's not the planning type. You know, he's more of like crisis management type. My mom's a planner. That's the reason why everybody's going to her house.
So your dad's going to like set his house on fire so that everyone comes
over? Oh, my God. We have to have Thanksgiving right now because everything's on fire. Let's cook a turkey.
So throw some turkeys on that fire.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure the majority of our listeners come from divorced families. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to this show.
You know, you really insult our listeners too
much. I'm not insulting them. I'm in the same boat. I'm not insulting them. I'm in the same boat as them.
No, the stupid faggots that tune into this fucking horseshit.
There's like maybe three people in the world that are in the same Noah's Ark boat as you.
Why don't they? The fucking suck. Yeah. That's what I say. Fucking assholes.
Noah's Ark boat. No, I was just trying to, you know, bond with the listeners who may have come from,
James,
you know,
Bond.
Divorced James Bond families.
Mm.
So, what do you guys do for Thanksgiving?
We're doing the first double day Thanksgiving of our 9-year
with who?
Well, we're going to have the lunch meal, the weird 2 p.m. meal, as you said.
It is weird.
It is. I mean, it's weird for me, too.
It feels weird.
It's always been that way in our family. Because that way you can have second helpings by the end of the day. Like, we always wanted to have, you know.
I think it's because your dad all of your brothers just wanted to watch football and not listen to you and your mom.
Or that, too. But, no, so we're doing that.
You can still do that if you do it at 1 o'clock.
Right. So we're going to do the weird Thanksgiving with my family, which isn't weird for me, but it's weird for Royce. And then I'm going to have Thanksgiving dinner at 8 or 9 o'clock with his family, which is weird for me and normal for him.
Okay. So,
double Thanksgiving.
It is. I mean, it's going to be cool because I get to eat extra food, and that's always a bonus.
And our families definitely cook different foods. Because my mom goes real traditional, and Royce's family throws like a Cuban twist on top of theirs.
Which means we stole the food. I mean, that's the twist.
And we can't have alcohol at my parents' house, but we can have all the alcohol we want at his house. So
wait, your parents don't let you drink?
My family does not drink. It is a dry house.
Oh, no. See, I think I've actually had this conversation with you years ago. Yeah, we used to be that way, and then there's always fights and random shit and nonsense that happened at our family get-togethers, but it got a lot better when we all started drinking at these events.
Because you guys just stopped caring.
Exactly. So maybe you should try and implement this to your Thanksgiving.
But we're a loving family that is fine.
He's implying that you're at least
you don't have booze.
I heard
so
what she implied.
No, I just wanted to make sure that you really hurt you, that you got through what she was saying.
No, I heard what she was saying, and I don't, you know.
Our problem is we have too many Thanksgivings. Your problem is you might not have any, and I get that. That's weird.
You know what? Find a new DJ.
You only have two Thanksgivings. I have three.
Oh, no. Where am I going to find a DJ? Oh, on Craigslist.
Hold on. I'm going to hear Mitch's three-pronged Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what's up with that, Mitch?
Well, first of all, this is just an aside, but to my family Thanksgiving, which my parents are still married and everything, to get the invite, they texted Sherry and told her where we're going.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Was that smart of them, though? Like,
I mean, I wouldn't have forgotten Thanksgiving. I would forget many other things, but not that one. But yeah, they don't tell me anything anymore. They just text her.
They like me better.
They want to ensure that she stays with the family.
Yeah, well, they actually sent her a text like, you're invited to Thanksgiving, and you can also bring your boyfriend if you want.
That makes
their son.
That makes sense, which is...
They like me better.
Sean in the chat room says a Cuban twist. Is that when Cuba Gooding Jr. does the dance, the twist? No, we can't afford him. Like, I just have $45 lying around.
But then, okay, so that we have the regular Thanksgiving on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, I think we're having a pirate Thanksgiving here, right?
Hold on.
Your mom's coming over.
No, you're not. No, hold on. I was about to play the Thanksgiving song by that little girl who made it last year, but no. Wait, what?
What?
I don't know. Is it?
You guys all saw the photos of my mom's wedding, correct?
Yes.
Get on mic more, please.
That's the family we have coming over. My mom volunteered me to host.
She's a good
pirate Thanksgiving?
Well, no, he's over exaggerating.
What, do you rape Aborigines and the natives? Like, what do you do for Thanksgiving in a pirate suit?
Dutch, what she means is by pirate Thanksgiving is that everyone attending will have scurvy. It's fine.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Instead of having the fire on the TV in the background, we have the pirate porn. It's really weird.
It's fine. It's no.
Actually, what I'm thinking about doing is, you know, pirates, they have like Christmas parts and stuff. They have the Yule log playing on the TV, you know, the fireplace.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is I want to actually, we have a fireplace. So I want to start a fire, take a video of it, and then I want to put it on my TV and then put the TV inside the fireplace.
I'm so excited.
Something tells me you're going to do this. And you're going to film it and then send it to us.
That's what I want.
Now we have to.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to film it, you know, for 20 minutes or 30 minutes and then put it on the TV.
Do you understand?
Put the TV inside the fireplace.
Do you understand how crazy of a person Mitch is? Mitch spent more time cutting out my face to make a mask than he did actual spending real FaceTime with me when I met him.
I was about to say the amount of time and layers of assholery that goes into doing his fire pit plan.
Look at the mask. It's fucking weird. It creeps me out every time.
I made it.
Look at my guns.
Royce, he didn't make it. I made it.
You guys are glazing over the whole, I want to know what makes Pirate Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you, Marie.
There's no, it's not a pirate Thanksgiving. He's just being crazy.
It's Thanksgiving.
My dysfunctional family.
They eat.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, I got that.
Pirate Thanksgiving.
You guys remember this song?
Yes. Yep.
Of course I do.
Okay, then I was playing it underneath everything. So go ahead. What's Pirates Thanksgiving on?
They eat parrot instead of turkey. It's cheap.
I was lying. It's just going to be a normal Thanksgiving. It's just her mom dressed up, had a Renaissance wedding. And that's who's coming over here.
And my family's crazy.
Are they coming in a boat? Do they have cannons? Like, how does this work? Do they have to ask permission to mount, like, the vessel?
Hold on, wait for it.
Well, they don't have permission.
Actually, they're going to invite you to join Hampton Roy's
club. We're going to have a good
time. Oh, that garbage. It's Thanksgiving.
I love it so much, though.
We got your what are they called, Marie? The RSVP for the wedding from Mitch?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Right. By the way, you have child's handwriting.
I haven't been sent. I got sent a save the date. I haven't gotten sent the RSVP.
Yes, I sent it.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you waste postage on something?
Dutch, because you're the help. Shut up.
Exactly. I'm the help.
No, because your plus one also has two RSVP.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
But did she already did. You guys correspond daily on Facebook, so.
Did you get it?
It's so weird. They're weird. Both of them are weird. I don't like that our girlfriends talk to each other.
Dude, you get this too? Does your girlfriend go to you and go, oh, yeah, Kelly said this to me yesterday. Dude, I get it every other day. It's like, oh, yeah, Marie said this to me. Marie said that. Haven't even met in person yet.
Dutch, is Kelly involved in that private Facebook girls?
Oh, between Sherry, MLR Marie, and Kelly? Chat? Yes, definitely.
And Marianne?
And Marianne.
Of MLR.
There's a what? I don't know about this.
Okay.
Wow.
Just you know, label it the bitches of MLR.
Fucking. Okay, first off, that
actually,
means
I don't know if Kelly's
Mitch, are you invited?
You're not friends with Kelly? No, I guarantee you. By the way, Sherry, Kelly loves you.
I'm only in the recipe swap.
This is something I did not know
what
about.
What happened
this.
To this station?
They have the chats, the Facebook chats. You know, you can do groups and stuff on there.
Kelly, you're now added.
There's a Ladies of MLR chat group, which we're not allowed on.
Why? First off, how long have you been keeping this secret from me?
And how long have they not known that you're a lady?
Marie,
The conversation started November 17th.
What? This has been going on under my nose for more than a week, and nobody? The fuck?
Why would you keep me informed?
Because, I don't know, ladies of MLR, you know, my station, it'd be nice if, you know, I knew it existed.
How about, hey, about our station? I feel a little bit left out here.
Don't be fucking bitchy. That's what they want, Dutch. You see what's happening right now? They want us to fight each other. Don't do it, Dutch.
You know what? Let's do a He-Man, a Woman Haters Club of MLR.
No, ma'am.
Like, yeah, but you're just going to leave right away, Dutch.
Right. A no, ma'am.
We are starting no, ma'am.
By the way, because I see Punchy is teasing Hammy about no boys allowed. Hammy's wife is also in our Ladies of MLR
what?
Group. What?
Everybody?
All the girls.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
This is weird. I don't like this.
By the way, that little chat was dormant for a little bit, and now is going to be in full swing. We're just going to be insubordinately chatting each other under your noses.
I don't like this.
Well, the thing is, I was aware of Marie and Kelly chat. I didn't know it was a whole group of you whores.
Well, no, we have private chats, but also group chats.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay, I know for a fact.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
I know for a fact your life's not that exciting. So what the fuck can you be talking to her about that much?
Wedding shit, recipes, stuff that she normally talks to Mitch about.
I want recipes.
Mostly we show each other our boobs.
Yeah, it's mostly boob shots.
You guys just show each other your... Okay, now I need to be invited to this.
Okay,
thing.
You know what? I don't like this.
Now. This is fucked up, guys.
Ladies.
This is some fucking horse shit. I don't like this.
It's just boobs and vag shots.
Oh,
like, hey, just
show
your
us your boobs.
Hey, I just trimmed my vag this way. What do you think?
God.
Marie, I really like the Christmas tree shape. Looked really good.
It was festive.
It was good.
Yeah. Nice. Punchy's got a good name for our group, Bras of MLR.
There you go.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
That was not me, by the way.
That was Mitch because I gave Mitch a new toy to play with.
That's what we say in the Bras of MLR chat.
Okay, well, I don't think that sounds really gayer than I would like. Much gayer than I like, Mitch.
You do, yummy, 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 yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
So anyways, if you're a woman and
you are a
big fan of MLR or dating or married to a man of MLR.
Oh my God, I'm already bored of your group.
Go ahead and join the Ladies of MLR group. Just hit me up. I'll add you in there.
I don't like
this. It's totes fun.
I don't like this.
It's totes fun.
No good.
Speaking of Ladies of MLR.
Yes.
Sorry, that was my impression of a Sex and City girl.
Really good.
Have you guys seen the... Okay,
no.
James Franco and Seth Rogen recreated the Kanye West Bound 2 music video. Have you guys seen that? The Kanye West newest?
It's so gay.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I have. We were watching it.
Okay, then maybe it might be worth... We might want to play it on this end here. I'll send it to you in the...
Google thingy?
Not the Google... Google thingy.
Send me the Google thingy.
Okay, don't ignore the first Google thingy. The second Google thingy.
Don't fucking tell me what to do.
Actually, no, I think the first Google thingy... No, the second Google thingy.
Did you just give it to me?
I did! Look in the Google thingy.
I don't think that's a technical term. All right, I'm looking in the Google thingy.
Okay, so the most recent one I posted...
Hold on, I'm opening up my Google thingy!
Or you could... You were the worst. You really are just horrible... You ruin everything.
I'm just fucking with you on purpose now.
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you?
Here it is. I got it.
Okay, so that's the Kanye West video. Let's take a look at this real quick. It's his newest one. It's amazing, obviously.
I love the horses, by the way.
Royce caught me last night because we were playing the... I was playing the spoof, just looking at it.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the original video because I'm like, no. This isn't a real song. This didn't happen, actually.
No, it did, because the wild horses show his spirit.
It's the worst thing I'd ever heard and or seen in my existence.
By worse, you mean awesome, right?
No, and not even that. I looked at the likes and dislikes on the official Kanye Vivo video.
Yes, okay.
And it has like 70,000 dislikes.
No.
No one likes it.
You're wrong. 115,000 dislikes.
Oh,
now.
Wow. A lot more dislikes from last night to today. Yep. It is terrible.
Wait, so is Just Horses running?
No.
Well, we'll see. Here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
It's this first part you're listening to has nothing to do with the song at all.
Mother niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you're supposed to drown.
Oh, good green screen work.
Oh, by the way, I want to point something out because in the video, you're going to see that the girl's about to be riding the motorcycle with him. Notice that she's riding backwards, but her hair is blowing the wrong way.
Well, no, that's fucking, what's the idiot's name? Fuck.
What is that stupid ass noise?
Wait, hold on. What's Kanye West's wife's name? I'm blanking.
Kim Kardashian.
There you go. Sorry. Wow. That's how little she registers on my radar.
Seriously, my green screen setup that I have Kanye rigged, if you will, here, looks better than what he's doing.
It doesn't look better. It looks horrible.
Don't be mean.
It's a little bit horrible. That's Kanye, right? Or not Kanye, sorry, Kim. Mad reputation.
Leave a pretty girl. Yeah, that's her. Girl, sad reputation. Start a fight club, Brad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutton running around all these Jamaicans.
This song, by the way, has no bass line to it. He's trying to do this like over the top artistic thing, and it's
more of an over the top autistic thing.
Yes, there you go. Sorry.
This that what we do. Don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch.
This part of the song doesn't match the first part.
What you're missing?
It's so disjointed.
Here's what you guys are missing. Kanye is a genius.
No, he's not.
What he's doing right now, if you're a genius, and most geniuses will look at music like patterns or colors, he's basically taking vertical patterns and putting it to plaid. That's what he's doing right now.
It's really good.
Ew,
that sounds even better.
Stop that.
Sorry, YouTube's being stupid.
Are you serious? Is that YouTube or is that you fucking around? Oh,
I swear to God.
Or is that Kanye trying to play a mind trick on us?
I couldn't really tell the difference between that.
All I'm going to do is hit play and we watch.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, because it's YouTube. Good. Fuck it.
Well, is that her titty?
No, that's your face.
No,
there's a lot of suggested titty where like the nipple is shadowed in this video. So like, just be naked already. Like, freaking, what's their face?
Well, if that one video isn't working, could you pull up the
spoof?
The spoof video. I sent it in the Google thingy.
Second.
The spoof video is disturbing because it's so gay.
Well, it's Seth Rogen and James Franco, obviously. And by the way, I will say this. I watched the James Franco roast the other night on YouTube. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
Because generally they like to spoof people. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and play this. We'll talk about the roast afterwards.
You actually, let me let it load a bit because it's going slow.
Okay, well, the thing is that the roast, like, generally are with, like, an older crowd or somebody who's been around for a long time. And I think they're shifting to, like, a younger group of people from what it seemed like with this Fanker one. But it worked. Like, I thought and surprisingly, who was really funny, who actually killed it, was the fat guy, not Seth Rogen, the other guy,
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill did a very good job. Have you guys seen the roast?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Did you like
Who also? Yeah, I liked it. I liked it the first time I saw it. I didn't like it the other 4,000 times that Comedy Central played it.
Oh, see, I just watched it recently. I don't watch Comedy Central that often, so
I didn't like the Lonely Island guy one though. Whatever his name is.
Yeah,
and Andy Samberg.
He was trying to rip off the Norm McDonald bit of having really lame roast jokes, but he tried to tag everything with "Ooh, you just got roasted." But he was trying to do this whole like like I'm above this type of bit is what it felt like.
I know what he was doing, but it didn't work at all.
It didn't work because when Norm MacDonald did it, it was he got on. I remember hearing him on a radio interview, and he said that he got a book that said How to Roast a Gentleman, and he just literally.
By the way, that is the best title for a book,
right? And he just took pages directly out of his.
I feel like the cover is a guy in a top hat and a monocle and a long mustache.
Exactly. And then he just took
you, sir.
He took jokes out of this book and read them directly with no context or no thought of, and you could tell that the crowd didn't know what was going on, but if you actually watched the roast, what was that roast again that he was on that he did that?
They want to throw you down a well.
Apparently this man's for the birds. Like he would read them and then look at him and be like, this is bad. Apparently you like sitting in parks, or, you know, like he would just, that was
if you go to the restroom, the door says gentleman on it, pay no mind, go on in.
And so Andy Samberg tried to recapture that, but the way he did it was he would say really lame jokes and then right afterwards be like, oh, I roasted your ass. Oh, now, so roasted.
Mitch, can you pull it up? Just the audio, because
I'll see if I can.
Downloading the whole video because YouTube's being weird. But
which one? The
Seth Rogen one, the spoof one. But let's play the Andy Samberg one while give me a second.
Yeah. Pull up both, not Seth Rogen. Wait, you talking about Norm MacDonald?
No, I want to hear Andy Samberg. You said that he. I want to hear.
Yeah, the Andy Samberg was trying to rip off Norm MacDonald. So should we play Andy Samberg and then play more Norm MacDonald, or what we should do?
That's fine. Either way, whichever order doesn't matter. Mitch, whichever order you want, go. Boom.
Hurry. I got a thousand things open.
I got
here.
The roast.
Okay, good.
Which one, though?
Okay, who's my next victim?
Andy Samberg.
Pulled up.
Natasha Leggero is here. She's basically a complete unknown, but tonight we're getting paid the same amount of money. got you. Well, guess what, Natasha? You can do everything I can do, but I can never experience the miracle of birthing a child. Roasted you. Roastafari. Like a reggae guy. Here's one. Nick Kroll, Bill Hader, and Seth Rogen walk into a bar. They're there to pick me up because I'm an alcoholic who can't manage my feelings. Nailed you, fucker. Suck a butt. Is there a barista here? Because this roast just got dark.
Okay, pause a second. The suck a butt works if you don't say fuck you. She's like, if you're going to go super childish, you understand what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't know what he wants to do. If you want to go childish, I get it. Then you got to go childish the whole way. But then you can't throw a fuck in there because that
it ruins the mood of it, yeah.
Right. You know, it takes you. What is he doing?
He's attempting the Norm MacDonald thing, which was getting up there and purposely bombing, but then make it seem like I'm not. It's a too hip for the room bit, but it's I know that you were doing a too hip for the room bit, so that's what makes it funny.
It's a comic thing.
No, that's exactly what he was attempting to go for. It was a thing that only people who get funny would understand, but he failed miserably, in my opinion. Keep playing.
Keep it a little more.
Who else wants the wrath? My good friend Aziz Ansari is here. Aziz's parents are from India and he's from South Carolina. Hey Aziz, what's it like to have a unique perspective on what it means to be American, you bag of shit? Okay. Roasting so hard right now. It's like at Boston Market in here because I'm roasting all these Kenny Rogers chickens.
That was funny.
Jonah Hill is here. Jonah is so dumb that when he had me over for a dinner party, I overstayed my welcome and he pretended to be tired so I would leave without getting my feelings hurt. You a passive aggressive sweetheart, Jonah!
Here's the thing. Pause it real quick. I think you're right on that regard. That he couldn't figure out what route he wanted to go, so he went all of them. Like, he went, like, the whole really hard, over-the-top, swearing too much, kid route. Like, you know what I mean? Like, pick one of them.
Yeah, and like I said, that
why are we playing Chemical Plant, Jones?
I'm sorry, I was trying to pull up the video quietly.
I want to try all the angles.
Keep playing it, Mitchell.
Just asked me to leave. But I did want to stay. Who else is here? God is here. God is everywhere, okay? He walks with me through sunshine and rain. He protects me from temptation. He is my light. Roasted the Father. On the sacrilege tip. Expect letters, Comedy Central. If you don't want controversy, you shouldn't have invited the king.
Well, that was mediocre at best.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible. Yeah,
like I said, he was going for the Norm MacDonald bit. So
I have the Seth Rogen. Do you want to hear Norm?
Oh, yes. That's where we got off on this bit from.
Here's Norm MacDonald. It's no one got what he was doing for the first maybe two lines, and then it became hilarious because everyone understood what he was doing.
Not everybody. I rewatched the roast, and actually there's a couple comics that went up there who were kind of making fun of Norm, thinking that he bombed. They didn't get. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, at the roast, I think Norton came up after him and goes, "Wow, hey, he made fun of Norm." And I was like, "Why are you making it? It was fucking brilliant." And then he didn't get it till later. So not everyone got it right away.
Well, okay, everyone that has a brain got it.
Fair enough.
I didn't actually notice the other comics who were trashing him for it.
Yeah, no, a couple comics went up after him and
really?
Trashed.
Yeah.
Which roast was this on then?
It was
type in Norm MacDonald roast.
No, I. For the listeners, so they know which roast it was.
Oh. You asshole. I want to say it was the Bob Saget roast.
Yeah, I think it was Bob Saget, almost positive. Yeah.
It was
Yeah,
Bob
it is.
Saget.
It is. I just found it. Bob Saget, yep.
Possibly the best roast of all time.
I just want to hear that real quick, just yeah, in contrast. Before we play the other song.
Yeah, okay. Let me pull out of that. You're going to play it, Mitch, or am I playing it, or?
I thought you had it.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had it, Royce.
Oh, okay.
You clearly sound.
In the meantime, we got some press and WWE news, so should I fill some time?
Incoherent Norm MacDonald! There
we go. Too fast for you, Dutch. Sorry, I don't need that much fill time, bro.
So there's going to be 10 minutes of intro music. Get to it.
I want to start with John Stamos, our esteemed roast master. John, well, John has a reputation for being a bit of a swinger. Did you know instead of an umbilical cord, John was born with a bungee cord?
Hold on. Listen to the crowd not laughing.
They don't get it at first. They really don't. But it's fantastic.
Cloris Leachman is here. Cloris. Cloris, if people say you're over the hill, don't believe them. Why, you'll never be over the hill, not in the car you drive.
See, it's his Grand delivery Geraldo and his speed here. That make
he
it
has
funny.
The grace of a swan, the wisdom of an owl, and the eye of an eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds.
You can clearly hear that he's reading it. Like, he's reading it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's trying to deliver it.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, he's holding the card straight out in front of his face when he did it.
Right. This is when everyone gets it. Or at least half the people got it.
Bob Saget loved it.
Susie Essman, of course, is famous for being a vegetarian. Hey, she may be a vegetarian, but she's still full of baloney in my book. Gilbert Godfrey, one of my best friends. I love Gilbert. When you go to the men's room later, you'll see a sign that says, "Gentlemen, pay no heed, go right in." There's no room that says "scoundrel" on it.
Scoundrel!
But now we come to Bob Saget, and that's why we're all here. Bob?
They edited it down because apparently he just read cards off of everybody on the dais.
Yep.
tonight, and a lot of them would like to throw you down one. A well.
Okay.
They want to murder you in a well.
That is the exact point, that if you did not get what Norm MacDonald was doing up until that point, that should have solidified exactly where he was going.
Apparently,
with it.
Apparently they want to murder you in a well.
Seems a little harsh, but
let me back that up. For I want to hear his delivery on that one more time.
Even there, he's surprised at what he said. So, like, you should know that he's reading something.
I backed it up.
But now we come to Bob Saget. That's why we're all here. Bob? Bob, you have a lot of well-wishers here tonight, and a lot of them would like to throw you down one. A well. They want to murder you in a well. Seems a little harsh, but apparently they want to murder you in a well. It says here on this card.
It says here on this card.
That was fucking brilliant.
There's more, but it's too long. I don't want to play the whole thing.
Well, how long is it?
We got 4 more minutes.
We got plenty of time.
Really?
No, but Bob has a beautiful face like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower. No offense, but your face looks like a cauliflower.
You don't want to play this? Are you kidding me?
You're right. You're right. Sorry. I apologize.
The wavy hair. It's waving goodbye on account he's going bald. No, I think that that Bob should join the Ku Klux Klan. And that's not because he's racist. He's not racist. It's just that he'd look a lot better with a hood over his head on account of his face. I heard you have hair on your chest, Bob, and well, let me tell you something. That isn't your only resemblance to Rin Tin Tin.
It's a horrible joke.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. It's good.
That's the reason why it works. We can stop it there, but that's the reason why Andy Samberg tried to recapture that, because every comic saw that and was like, fucking Norm MacDonald's brilliant. Yeah. So Andy Samberg was trying to go for that same magic of bombing on purpose, but he did it in a different way. And it's like, we know what you're doing.
Yes, however, Norm MacDonald is one of those rare people where he could say something, not a joke, and it would be funny because of his timing and his delivery and his voice inflection.
Yeah.
What I was telling Royce the other day was like, I want to get to a point in my life where I could say a tweet, any tweet, whether it's funny, whether it's serious, no matter what, and somebody that doesn't know me would read it in my inflection and laugh because they could hear in their head how they think I would say.
Some people, like, for example, Mitch Hedberg. If you were to deliver his jokes like anybody else, they wouldn't be funny.
They'd fall flat.
His delivery is what just made his jokes.
Obviously, so Norm is like, who else are the inflection guys? Like the guys who are like, I'll say Johnny Carson.
Oh,
one of those
guys,
Johnny Carson. Obviously, Norm. You said Mitch. Who else?
Gilbert Godfrey, like I said.
Gilbert, there you go.
But that's one that, you know, just the voice alone.
Definitely. And that's the reason why he's always good on this roast, because he'll just say the most inane shit, but it's always funny.
You know, a newer one that I would say may fall into this category at some point is Charlie Day.
Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
Day. I'll give you that one.
Or even maybe, or I forget her name, Kristen, whatever, D. Reynolds.
Yeah.
They have a point where they yell a lot. Well, now that I'm thinking of yelling,
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. No, well, I was going to say Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't go with Seinfeld.
A lot of people are fans now, but in the day, he had that tone of voice where he was half yelling, half smiling, where he could deliver something serious like no pants.
I want to come up with a machine, Dutch, that instead of auto-tuning you, it Jerry Seinfelds you.
I like, hate whatever, Seinfeld.
No, I know, but whatever you say into it, it turns to Jerry Seinfeld. Doesn't matter what you're saying.
What are we yelling about? I mean, I'm looking at my thing here and it's not letting me do it.
Fuck you, you Jew. Dude.
Jesus.
No, fuck him. Fuck him and his hack me bit that got him $40 billion. I'm so jealous.
I know that I'm forgetting at least like 20
people. Well, Chris Farley's a very funny yeller. I'm trying to think of anybody else.
Now I'm drawing a blank, but I know there's so many good people that have just a perfect voice for you could read anything, but imagining them saying it, you'll laugh.
If you guys have, if any of the listeners who are listening right now in their cars or in the chat room, if you guys have a suggestion, 954-573-2780. We haven't pumped the number up in a while.
Fucking assholes.
I'm trying to get numbers here.
Yeah, call in. I dare you.
Yeah, try. How about you guys be an interactive audience for once?
I fucking dare you.
In once in your fucking lifetime.
I fucking double dare you.
Well, okay. Hammy went the other way, but this could still work.
Morgan Freeman.
So there's the commercials now between Morgan Freeman.
No, I'm Morgan Freeman. It's
not funny, though. He sells shit. That voice sells stuff.
Never mind. Not more. Yeah, you're right. It's
but
not Morgan Freeman.
But I know who you're talking about.
It's Mufasa. What's his name?
Darth Vader, you mean? Or James Earl Jones?
Oh, James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones,
and,
thank you.
And who's the other actor that he's with? That they're reading Facebook updates? It's fucking...
Yes. Oh,
actually...
The Sam guy from Clockwork Orange.
Is it Sam...
What's his face?
Yeah, Sam Kinison.
10 years ago.
Yeah, wow. Sean is right. Sam Kinison. That's the reason why his act was as brilliant as it was.
No, Sean is not right.
No, hold on. At the time, his voice, him screaming about something, was never done. There was never a screaming comedian up until that point, until Sam Kinison came along. So you better pay some respect to that guy.
All right, here's the commercial that we're talking about. Hopefully it's in the description that I just clicked on.
It's Malcolm McDowell.
Thank you.
Everything you do on the news.
No. I don't want a commercial.
A, we honor.
No, yeah. Get to it. Get to it.
Stephanie has sent you a friend request.
You and Stephanie are now friends.
Hannah has sent you a friend request.
You and Hannah are now friends.
Greg has sent you a friend request.
In honor of all the important things you do on our network, Sprint brings you one.
All right.
I get what they're going for, like having like very well-known voice actor guys to do something as inane as like friend request stuff. So I get what they're going for. But they could have done it a little bit differently.
I agree, but that's just one of like three or four that they've done. That's probably not the best example. It was just the first one that came up, but do you either have serious actors that do silly things or you have like these guys that have a very silly voice that can read something serious and turn it around and be funny? Apparently, like that's always fun.
Apparently P-Rock hated those commercials. I thought they were entertaining. Like apparently how does he have time between drinking to hate anything?
Between drinking and poking his eyeballs out.
Actually, if you're drinking,
how are you doing, Red Sox?
Ooh.
Wait, what? They won, though.
No, is he talking about the guy in the chat room? Or?
Yeah, I'm talking about Alan.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a pirate now.
Everyone's a pirate, cool. Apparently. It's the bandwagon everyone's jumping.
Either way, as far as people who I don't know, like the very recognizable, you know, voices that are funny. Like you were saying, like... I can't go with you on the Jerry Seinfeld, but I see why other people would like it. I hate it, but I can see why people would like it. Hence why that show had such a fucking lucrative career. So, Brian Regan. There you go. That's another one.
Yo, Brian Regan is a perfect example.
He says the most inane shit, but his delivery and his timing is the funniest fucking thing you're ever going to hear.
Brian Regan is the perfect voice whenever you're making fun of somebody else for being dumb.
The big yellow one's the sun.
Exactly. If you're making fun
of... Motion!
for being retarded? You're just Brian Regan's voice.
And he never gets insulted. He never gets targeted by being a retarded voice guy. He always has the guise of being just a dumb voice guy.
Exactly. Well, he does clean humor.
Exactly.
He should freaking patent his voice for the thing that you use when you're in the car and someone does a stupid move in front of you.
Oh, I'm taking a left turn right now. I'm taking a left. That's what I'm doing. Left turn. Left. Left.
All right, I'm pulling a blind Brian Regan clip, so I don't know if it's...
Okay.
I just have to hear his voice now.
You might have to go on a break with Brian Regan.
Maybe.
I'd be a lot better off if I would have studied more when I was growing up, you know?
I love this bit.
But you know where it all went wrong was the day they started the spelling bee. Because up until that day, I was an idiot, but nobody else knew, you know? And the spelling bee day, you know, popped up. All right, kids, up against a wall. It's time for public humiliation. Spell a word wrong, sit down in front of your friends. You know, that's great for the egos. Hey, look at me, I'm a moron. I wasn't even close.
I have to, like, that is something that everyone has to go through in their entire lives, and you never think about it from that perspective of how traumatizing it would be, but it happened to everybody.
Well, thank you for explaining Brian Regan's bit to us, Marie. I'm glad I didn't know this until you said it to me.
You need to shut up.
You need to shut up and just play the clip.
And numbers and stuff. That's why I admired that kid who spelled it wrong on purpose so he could sit down, you know? He knew he wasn't going to win, so why stand there for 3 hours? First round, cat, K-A-T, I'm out of here.
So I can keep playing. It's 5 minutes long, but I figure that's...
Well, if anything, is there any way you can, like, go to the Moosin part? That's the only part I really want to hear.
Just
skip forward 1 minute and see where we're at. We're gonna go.
I think I got it.
We're running off the fly here.
All right, it may
just play. Let's see what happens.
I am playing. YouTube is being dumb.
What happened?
Play button is definitely clicked.
Oh no!
I think it is buffering a little bit. No, it is. It's
try just, to play a video here. It's not even right. Play.
I'm just going to try this again. Maybe this time it'll feel like doing what it wants to do. No? No?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me pull
really,
it up then.
Really, YouTube? Really? I think this is what happened to Royce earlier today. What the fuck is going on?
Be a lot better off if there I studied more when I was growing up.
Well, no,
you're starting over. I'll find it, you jerk.
You just started at the beginning. I'm clicking. I can see the point.
No, I have it here.
I got it.
So she bought two boxes of Irwin. Irwin, what is he plural?
Oh, wait.
Well, I have it.
Okay, you play it.
There we go.
Oh, no, Brian, no. Let's try another one. Irwin, what is he plural for? Goose. Geese. I saw a flock of geese. Brian, what? Brian, what's the plural for? Moose. Moosin. I saw a flock of moosin. There are many of them. Many much moosin. Out in the woods. In the wood is. In the woods in. The meat's wanting the food. Food is to eating, is it? The meat's wanting the food and in the wooding in, is it? And the food in the wooding, is it? Brian. You're an imbecile. Imbecilin.
We have to play the whole thing, obviously.
Perfect example. Now, Hammy brings up I want to ask you a question. Can you read Louis C.K. with hearing Louis C.K.?
No,
I don't know if it's that strong.
He's not that strong. He's very smart with his stuff. Whereas, like with the examples we're all giving, Chris Farley, you know, obviously Regan, Norm MacDonald, it's kind of predicated on the delivery, and the voice is kind of what makes the act rather than the material. Whereas I think Louis C.K. is brilliant in the fact the material. Totally, you could read that in any voice. I feel like it would still be a funny
too. And Louis's not, you know, he's a huge comic. Everyone knows him, but not everyone knows who he is. So they're not going to get his style. He's not immediately recognizable. Like,
he's getting there these days, man, with his show.
Well, yeah, he is. But I'm just saying, you know, prior to Louis coming out, you know, his show on FX, I don't know if that many, you know.
Here we go. Hold on. I'm sorry, Marie. Real quick, before you get to yours, to go with your point, Mitch, and the fact that he's, you know, as far as recognizability goes, I think Patrice O'Neill had that voice and that it would make it funny enough. You hear him screaming about something, it makes it hilarious.
Yeah, I could hear Patrice in a tweet better than I could hear Louis C.K. in his tweets.
Exactly. Like, Thank you.
Louis C.K. does not have that voice. And I think, as you were saying, Joel, he's not dependent on his inflection so much as his intelligence when he tells jokes.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Dude, literally. Wow. While I said it, like, and I know we're like on a 40-second delay, like two different people in the chat room were saying, What about Patrice? Dude, I love Patrice.
Hey guys, what about Patrice though?
My favorite guy.
Okay.
Anywho, so I was telling Royce, I'm
What's
like,
your
my whole life.
You hate black people? Is that what your problem is?
No, I actually like Patrice a lot. Okay.
Good. He's, great. He's dead. You don't have to be a dick.
I don't think I was shitting
on his grave, dude.
I don't think
you
I did.
Walked
that.
Onto the grave in the middle of the field and just took a big dump.
Stop it, Royce.
But I don't think.
Stop
I...
it. Yeah.
Just done. Stop. It's not cool. No one is playing along with this.
Marie, find a newspaper, take rolled up, and smack him in the nose and say stop.
No.
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 So, anyways, what I was telling Royce is like, I really hope I get to that point where I could write my tweets and people will read me going in my stupid yelling voice. And they could hear me. The same way, like, if I read a tweet from you, Joel, I'll hear your voice. Or Mitch, I will hear Mitch's voice. I don't know about anyone else. I think Joel, I help
Joel with his fantasy football, like, sometimes. Like, a couple weeks ago, Joel tweeted, like, oh, come on, Jimmy Graham, you're killing me. And I go, but isn't his blocking getting you points? And Dutch was like, no, it's not. And I was like, why does he get so mad at me? I'm just trying to help him. So whatevs.
What does that have to do with anything?
No one. I'm just saying is like Dutch could be mean on Twitter sometimes.
Here's the difference. You didn't read my voice, like, because on this show when I go, no, it's not helping me at all.
No, I did, and I felt that you just didn't want me to help you. That's fine.
No, but I thought I was doing it in my voice.
True. I'm sorry. Maybe you might have said this.
We're doing this in the voice though.
Is Three Horns really legal? He's 18 now.
Oh yeah, fuck Three Horns party, dude. Let's fuck that little virgin.
When did he start listening? When he was like 13?
13!
14.
Sorry, I thought it was
14. That's what it was.
Wow.
And to my point, whenever Joel writes something where I feel like he's yelling in a tweet, I hear exactly what happened where he pushes his head back.
You can hear the mic. You can actually hear the mic stand going backwards.
Yes. And I can hear a slight pop in when he yell in the microphone.
I just
That's
don't want it.
Your tweets.
I just don't want to. I just don't want to, you know. Be peaking.
It's a good thing, though. It's a good thing that we have something that we can all remember each other by.
Yeah, you know, your fucking crazy attitude, Dutch. That's we all remember you by that.
I remember him as the guy that would throw chairs.
I remember as the guy that flooded our apartment.
It's hurtful.
Well, I mean,
it was my apartment, and I still prefer to imagine him as the guy that just throws chairs.
Yeah. True.
No, it's just. By the way, I haven't seen that video. If there's any way somebody can repost that video of when I threw that chair, because I think I posted it years ago when we first started doing radio together.
Oh, yeah.
It's somewhere on YouTube.
Speaking of haircut, because Royce just commented on your haircut, I'm going to copy and paste the photo that you
posted. Oh, it's not a haircut. It's a... I just haven't cut my hair in a long time.
Well, I know. That's why I
said non-cut.
How crazy our producer is looking these
Dutch,
days.
Come on, man.
You are an insane
You look
person.
Homeless.
Okay, I photobombed that picture because that person was trying to take a picture of the back of her hair.
Were you doing screaming for change?
No. What happened was...
I'm hungry. You have a dollar?
By the way, that's what
that picture looks like.
Did
that
you guys play this last week when I was running late, the whole me watching the puppies video?
Yes.
We
played last week when I wasn't...
It's posted on video.
Thank God.
On our Facebook fan page.
Okay. I just didn't know if you guys had actually played it before. What's wrong with my DJ? Here, I already explained that one.
Okay. Joel is to the point now where he looks like a pug that was taken aback by a flash. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, except he just makes the dumbest faces, like a deer. What are you doing anymore? What's going on with you?
It's fun for me too. By the way, that post, that picture you posted, I literally jumped in right as a flash went off to photobomb that picture, because I don't do photobombs from behind anymore. I do them in front.
You look like a bug that is that you just have to constantly walk towards the camera and be like, ah!
At any chance, I see people start to take a picture, because I think pictures are just gotten to a ridiculous point these days. I try to get in front and photobomb it that way rather than try and do it from behind.
Obviously, I'm just scrolling through your timeline and that's all your photos are. It's you running to the camera and just getting away.
Marie, can you post, where are you going to post those so people on the podcast
You are
can
interrupting
find them?
Squirrel. What?
Post those pictures somewhere where fans could find them, because I want those all somewhere where people could find them, because they're too funny not to post. That you're a fucking insane person.
Marie might Twitter them, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. You tweet them. It's your account.
But you're the one who we're talking about it.
We're going to post them on the More Like Radio Facebook. There you go.
There you go. More Like Radio Facebook.
There. You stupid idiots.
I'll just share them.
Oh, I won't share.
I will.
Share my fist with your
face. I'll do it during the break.
Punch you in the mouth. What you want? Punch you in the mouth?
Good.
Good. Great.
Yeah,
works out perfect. Get a haircut, Dutch.
All right. I'll try.
I don't know. You know.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that
shit up. Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Why not?
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but is this a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe because he met another guy. I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
MoreLikeRadio.com. A new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Sweet speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Ensue Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Look, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a Gentleman Show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Captain took us off the case.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I told Terry about my dark days in college, and it brought up some feelings.
Well, honey, Dick, that was a long time ago. You're not that same person you were.
Get it? There is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out. It wants to walk around. It wants some walking around money. And it wants to buy some shoes. And it wants to walk up with the people and say, hey, Gator, don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit. Every time you say be safe, it tears me apart. You gotta let me be who I'm gonna be.
I'm pregnant.
Whose baby is that? Who's the man who did that to you? Gator's bitches better be using Jimmy's.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. Guys, get in touch with us. Our number is 954-573-2780 or on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, or Chim Heil. And you can go to morelikeradio.com and hit the live link at the top of the page and join in the chat room. If you guys are podcasters and can't catch the show live, obviously we're live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
You don't try hard enough.
You don't try.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah, stop being so lazy.
God damn it.
We're everywhere. And then also, obviously, I mean, we already played a couple of things for it. If you have a smartphone, just get TuneIn Radio and search More Like Radio, and you can listen to all the shows. We have live shows pretty much all the time on the station. And just search More Like Radio on iTunes to search out any of the podcasts of any of the shows that you like, whether it be us or anybody else who's on the station.
I believe we're up to 32 shows.
We're up to
471 archived episodes of More Like Radio shows.
So if you guys want to listen to any of that nonsense, just go to any of your podcast servers, anything that has an RSS, whatever the feed is.
Feed catcher.
That thing. Mainly it's iTunes. It's for the majority of people to do. Whatever it is you can get your podcast from, just search More Like Radio. Everything is on there, including Dutch and Roy's Hippo Juice and every other show that you can listen to on More Like Radio.
Can I plug something?
Yes, you can plug anything you want.
Over the weekend,
I hope it's your forehead.
Okay. Over the weekend, Marie, E-Rock, and myself did a special Doctor Who 50th anniversary podcast.
Ooh!
It is up on the feed now. You could catch it in all its greatness. And we're going to do a follow-up. We did predictions right before the 50th anniversary. And we're going to see how right or wrong we were. So check that out. Okay? So do it.
If you guys are Doctor Who fans, check that out. Me, personally, I never really got it, but I can see why people would like it.
Yeah, it's I get it. It's a niche thing. And also, you said a little bit before, but the shoot, Gary from the shoot interviewed former SmackDown head writer, and he got press all over the wrestling blogs everywhere. So,
way to go, the shoot. They were talking about Daniel Bryan or someone like that, or Bryan Daniel, or
what? Bottom line,
I'm not into wrestling.
He got press everywhere. So,
I was into Fandango for a little bit there, but
you were just into his dance,
dude.
Package.
Because it made the greatest button of all time.
It really did.
Which Marie hated.
Yeah, Marie loved it. Dutch, I would like to... Because we have...
Is this your intro music? Go ahead.
I have two songs for...
Ooh!
What the... Blah, blah, blah,
blah. We listen to better music than you.
No, it's called... It's easier to say that way.
Is it better than Fandango?
Yes.
Better music than
were. We have two of them. One's a good one and one's a shitty one. So let's start with the good one first.
Okay, for some reason, I feel like it's opposite.
Acapella. This is submitted by Hammy from Brain Suit. Listen to him on Fridays. Let me just play it. And people thought Daryl Dimebag was dead. He's alive. He's just doing
this.
Dude,
I was about to say, what's up with this guy's hair and beard? He looks like Jesus.
He does. It's cool, though.
For those of you noobs who are listening right now, that's definitely Chemical Plant Zone in Sonic 2, the greatest of the Sonics.
By the way, you know how much poon he probably gets?
None. Not none. That be- no, none at
zero.
All.
Zero poon.
No one gets pussy from doing parody songs from Sonic.
Yeah, they do. I think every- I
you
think
so? It's good, by the way.
He's very good. What's his... I forget what his name is. Well, you can find it. Just that acapella Sonic.
Okay, so this is the shitty one you said. So what's the good one?
Walking the dog.
Oh, no.
Someone submitted...
Is it a yo-yo trick?
How about I just play it? Because I don't even know how to explain it. Really, I don't know how to explain it. So how about I just play it?
So far, so good.
Wait, what? Whoa.
By the way,
I
is
so disconcerting seeing, like, you know, stick figures saying this.
Yeah, happy what? Stick figure.
What does this have to do with walking a dog, and why does he want to fuck us in the ass? Well,
but by the way,
so far he's throwing a dog.
I like the beat, though. I really like the beat.
Very dubsteppy.
Why? Why must you?
He's now talking to a kid on the playground.
It's a really happy stick figure guy just singing it at little kids now. This is fantastic.
Who is this?
It's just called Walking the Dog. That's it. It's over. That's the whole
thing. That's the whole thing?
That's it. But how weird and awesome is it? It's I don't get what's happening, but I kind of love it.
I like it too.
And the beat's kind of cool.
Is it cool if I play this at your wedding?
Please do.
All right.
But so, as the mother as the mother son dance though.
Oh, okay.
Is it called Walking the Dog?
Oh, because the whole video, this cartoon guy is walking a dog.
Wait, wow. Does he want
to
fuck
this? This is
dog?
What? No, I think what he's saying to the passerbys as he's going on his daily walking the dog journey,
feeding birds, and then he just starts screaming at people that he's gonna fuck them in the asshole.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you think it's more of like that's how he feels when he goes on his daily walk with his dog? He just sees people going by and going, "I want to fuck this kid or girl or whoever in the ass."
I think why he's saying it to little kids.
I think if Sean was talented, he would do something like this.
Sean's daily walk?
God. If he was talented, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the kind of music he would make.
Not a pedophile. Now, I don't know if this is going to if this is going to segue.
Oh, no, I have one more. We listen to better music song than you.
Okay, well, then, because after that, remember, I have something special that, Mitch, get that ready, what I sent you before the
show. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know what this is, but... obviously, everybody's a huge fan of Jamie Lynn Spears, who's Britney Spears' younger sister. Which, by the way, Mitchell, next week, get together the whole former jailbait news. We haven't done that in a while. So,
Threehorn is not former jailbait.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, him. Yep, definitely.
Fuck him in his ass. Fuck him in his fucking asshole.
Fuck him in his asshole. Jamie Lynn Spears is now going country, and she put out a song called How Could I Want You... Or, sorry, How Could I Want More? Not Want You More, but listen to this real quick.
Okay, I'm excited.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
There it is, right there. In the green grass, underneath the blue sky. We've all seen the man.
Ought to be the right guy. He's got the kind of heart that any girl would die for. So how could I want more? How could I want more? Treats me like a princess. Lets me have it my way.
Here's the thing is that, like, with her being such a southern, well, her whole family is from the south, this makes more sense than what Britney Spears went on. All he does is
love. I know what it's like.
Exactly. I was gonna say for country. Not that bad.
I hear anything, but
hold on. Let's listen to the chorus real quick.
More power, more passion instead of just acting
That's the thing. With country, you never really know what's the chorus because it kind of all like just blends.
And, you know, like I said, I'm not a country fan, but that's actually better than... That is actually more talent than anything Britney Spears ever put out.
I'll give her that, yeah.
Because you can tell her voice isn't processed. You know, normally, you know that you always bring it up. Like in a Britney Spears song, they layer her voice 75 times.
Right.
Itself, where it's not even recognizable anymore.
Yeah, and this sounds like her. Here, let's listen to some more.
Sure.
Oh, I had to pull up the moment where the slide guitar was going on a solo.
I don't mind it. I really don't.
You don't mind the slide guitar?
Oh, I mean, listen. I would rather hear, not that I would, if you put a gun to my head, I would rather hear this than a Britney Spears song. More fire, more feeling, more stars for what I'm seeing,
more hope for what I find behind that door. She sounds like every other country singer out there, so I'll give her that.
No, I know. I mean, I'm not saying it's spectacular, but it's not bad.
I'd rather listen to her older sister yell at me about working in Bugattis than listen to this piece of garbage.
All right. You don't like this?
The Bugatti?
You gotta work,
bitch. Gotta work, bitch.
You want the Maserati?
Gotta work, bitch.
She has such a fucking weird accent in that song.
You guys. I don't know what song you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know what's... Oh, my God. Britney Spears is
Please
so much...
Please pull it up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Pretty.
I'm just enjoying my some Jamie Lane.
Isn't it in GTA, Mitch, that song?
I don't think so. It's her new song.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, wait, I'm confusing GTA with my iPod.
Someone has it.
Listen to her accent.
Wait, this better be the real version of the censored.
Yeah, it's the real one.
Okay. You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch. You want a Lamborghini? Sipping martinis. Look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You want a live fancy? Live in a big mansion. Party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.
She's just trying to go for techno.
Yeah, but gays are gonna love it because they say "work bitch" a lot in it.
Oh well, hey, work that shh.
But it's like I don't know if you're her ex, but it's like you want the Lamborghini, you gotta work, bitch.
Every
you want
time
the Maserati, you gotta work, bitch.
Every
you
time
want to do karate.
All right, every time you hear that, whoa, whoa, whoa. I want you to imagine a very large gay black man pounding his penis into the butt of another man.
I always do.
Because Jesus that is Marie. What is happening.
I always do.
I why does it have to be a large black man?
He needs to be wearing like a wet leather straps, black leather straps with a circle around his nipples.
Or a sumo outfit.
All right, so works. I'll allow it. Seriously, though, this has to be the new gay anthem. It has to be.
Rather than the newest Macklemore song?
I don't know. Can you think of a gayer song than this?
I could think of a lot.
I could think of a thousand gayer songs than this.
Okay, not songs that are saying, like, I'm going to fuck a man. Like, a straight-out pop song that you can hear on FM radio that a
That's
gay man
just
would
the gay man would love?
Everything from Pearl Jam.
Speaking of Pearl Jam, man, I wish somebody had a Pearl Jam song but took away the music. Right, Mitch? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, Jesus.
Like, that would be good if I had a Pearl Jam one pulled up.
There is, like maybe if somebody...
Well, it's not Pearl Jam, but do you have another one? Guy who goes
well,
with Segway
one. I mean, I do have a song pulled up, which it's a very popular song we played.
Oh, I'm excited.
And it is only the lyrics.
Oh,
it is none of the instrumentals or anything. It is only the isolated lyrics. So let's see if you guys can guess.
I'm excited.
Let's see if you guys can guess which song this
is. Sure. Go for it. I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak.
Of course,
cow goes moo, frog goes croak,
and the elephant goes toot.
Ducks and quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. There's one sound the
note
knows. What does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding.
What the fuck, say? The fox say, hati 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 ho, hati 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 ho, hati 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 ho.
Wait, I can fix it. I can fix it. Turn it up, Mitch.
What the fox say? Big blue eyes, pointy nose, chasing mice and digging holes, tiny paws. Up the hill,
better
suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful.
You notice how angry our listeners are going to be at us for this?
Mitch, I hope so.
Mitch, in that same list that I sent you, there's the second I wanted you to play was there's a Pearl Jam one. You could, it's a YouTube video. I think it's Even Flow, maybe.
I see it. Let me.
Okay, yeah, just
it's I listen to this one.
Rest his head on a pillow made of concrete. Again, oh, feeling maybe he'll see a little better Saturdays. Oh, hand out faces that he sees, stomach and ain't.
If you're watching the video, it's not pulled up, but he looks so intense, and you don't hear the instruments, and it's hilarious.
He can't help when his happy looks insane. Even though thoughts arrive like butterflies.
The douchebaggery of his harmonies.
So he chases them away. Yeah.
I've never been a big Pearl Jam fan.
But now that I hear it without the music, I totally recognize that it's been there the whole time. And it's going to make me angry now. And it's all I'm going to listen to.
I didn't realize they were doing like the Protoss type of from Star Craft video game. Lead into the type of
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The pre echo.
So weird.
Yeah,
I don't know why you would do that. He has such a lovely singing voice.
Apparently, I'm the only one on Ustream right now. By the way,
I know I'm trying to fix it, but why can't you guys just shut up and just keep doing the show? Why must you point out everything, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, why do we have to point out when Royce fails at something?
Yeah. Wait, why would it work?
I hate you guys so much, all of you. Just terrible people.
All right.
So what are we going to do with this beautiful new gift that we were given?
What gift?
The gift of pure audio of vocals.
That was
a terrible sentence. I apologize. It's late, and I don't think that was a full sentence.
Are you drunk?
No, I've just been drinking water.
Oh, where did this fucking thing go? Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, come on, man.
By the way, do you guys realize we never ended up playing the James Franco, Seth Rogen thing?
Because I don't want to.
I did kind of remember that. And I was like,
what happened? Hey, I have a little thing real quick here. While you try to pull it back up. Macklemore was on the American Music Awards.
Now, who is that?
He's the guy that had... Huh?
It sounds like a fish.
Is that like a mackerel? Is that
no,
a fish?
No, Macklemore.
I had a Macklemore sandwich the other day.
Was it
delicious?
Good?
No, he was the thrift shop guy. You don't remember him?
He works...
This guy.
He works in a thrift shop.
Well, no, he talks about shopping in a thrift shop because...
He actually sold me my clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know Macklemore?
I do.
That's awesome.
Well, the thing is that like he got, I think it was best rapper at the AMAs recently. Now, if you guys don't know, he's a white guy. So it's him.
Wait. Hold on. He beat Kanye?
Yes.
But Kanye's a genius.
Oh. Well, I think that last music video he put out that we watched earlier, I think might have
pushed him out because it was so retarded. But
man, I wish Royce would have pulled up that video that he did with Seth Rogen. Oh wait, here it is.
I'm talking about this though.
I know I'm being passive aggressive. Go ahead.
We can circle back, but I'm in the middle of a setup, you asshole. Very You're such a dick.
I know.
I had that big old setup, and you just ruined it.
Anyway, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Okay, by the way, does Ryan Lewis write the shit and Macklemore raps it? Like, what the fuck is up with these two? Because it's always those two together.
I don't know. You're asking me like I didn't know that he wasn't
Marie
a fish.
Marie thought he was a fish up until 5 minutes ago.
Okay, listen to this. This is acceptance speech for winning best rap artist at the AMAs.
Sexpectance speech.
Fuck it, Royce, you are going to love this.
No, don't. I think I am.
That is amazing. First of all, hello.
It stopped playing halfway through.
Ha ha.
YouTube sucking for you too.
YouTube,
it's actually an ABC player.
Oh,
what's an ABC player?
Here we go.
Wow, that is amazing.
Already been chewed.
First of all, hello to everybody. Thank you to the AMAs. It has been an absolutely incredible year. I feel extremely blessed to be accepting an award at the AMAs. And now that I'm sitting here in front of millions of people, I'd like to address something extremely important to me. I was talking to my friend Award.
Do you want to guess what this was?
Well, I mean, I'm going to assume because you mentioned a little bit earlier that it had something to do with gay rights. So I'm going to say...
Here's the thing. At the VMAs, he had a big speech about gay rights. So...
This one, he had a speech about gay wrongs.
Yes. The wrongs they've done.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess. Gay wrongs.
Right, here we go. I'm going to keep playing it.
...be accepting an award at the AMAs. And now that I'm sitting here in front of millions of people, I'd like to address something extremely important to me.
It's not
millions. I was talking to my friend Awar before the show, and he reminded me of a great Martin Luther King quote. He said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And due to the fact that we are in Florida tonight accepting this award, I want to acknowledge Trayvon Martin and the hundreds and hundreds of kids each year that are dying due to racial profiling and the violence that follows it. This is really happening. These are our friends, our neighbors, our peers, and our fans, and it's time that we look out for the youth and fight against racism and the laws that protect it. We are so lucky to be here. Thank you so much to our family, our friends, and our incredible fans. Thank you, AMA. We love you guys. Peace.
Did he say, can you back that up? Did he say my incredible ferrets by mistake?
No, he said my family. That was Ryan Lewis, by the way. Macklemore went on that minute-long rant, and then Ryan Lewis, the actual brains behind the operation, was like, thanks for family and fans. Bye, guys. Like, that's the way you should be doing this thing. Like, dude, this guy. Dude, by the way, did you cringe when he said that? This white, desperately trying to get acceptance from black people by doing a Trayvon Martin tribute. Are you kidding me? Really? The hundreds of people who are being killed by racial profile. Oh, how about the thousands upon thousands who are being killed by other people of the same race in Chicago every day?
He's very dumb because the best and easiest way...
You can't talk about that.
Oh, I can't. That makes racist. Apparently that means I'm a racist. Yeah, you're right.
You can't talk about things unless you're making...
Why isn't anybody talking about that, by the way? Why is the fact that Chicago... And let me be real for a second here.
I call it Chicago.
Why isn't that being like frontline news like every day? Like
Chicago.
All right, never mind. I knew this is the wrong play. Even though I thought this show would be the one show could actually talk about this.
You know why? You know what? Here's... They want there to be a riot. Like, people like Macklemore, like this fucking idiot, they want there to be a race riot. Because what's happening is, you've noticed, it's kind of calmed down. Everything's kind of relaxing.
No. I disagree with you. It's not a riot. I know where you're about to go, buddy. Because I've been doing radio for a long time. And I didn't mean to cut you off. It has nothing with them wanting a race riot. It's white guilt. That what he's doing there is trying to be accepted by the black community.
But it wasn't even a white guy that killed him.
That's my point. He's trying to get on the side of something that was publicized and was a big thing.
It has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do with him trying to be accepted by the black community. That's embarrassing, dude. What he did right there was embarrassing. Fuck him.
He's stupid because the best way to get acceptance in the black community is to talk about fat white girls twerking.
I've seen Vine, and she is correct.
Right.
Because that's all
I've seen my neighbor, and she's correct.
See? Everyone knows.
Oh, no. All right, I have another story here. There's no way for me to like segue into this. It just says cops pull over Jose Canseco with fainting goats wearing diapers in his car.
Oh, I know how to segue. Speaking of justice, David Justice used to play with Jose Canseco,
and Jose Canseco was pulled over with fainting goats wearing diapers in his car.
Okay. Are you sure it's not his twin brother?
No, it's him.
I mean the goat's twin brother.
Jose Canseco's quest to become the most baffling human being alive took another interesting turn last night when he was pulled over by police with two fainting goats in his back.
Jose Canseco has turned into Kenny Powers, dude. He played AAA baseball in Mexico just like Kenny Powers. He has wild animals in his car just like Kenny Powers. He's fucking pulled over DUIs just...
Yeah, but does he have a jet ski jetpack?
I guarantee you he probably does.
And do his goats sound like this?
Yes.
Yesterday, Canseco and his girlfriend, Leela Knight...
Doesn't sound like a stripper at all.
Somebody look her up. L-E-I-L-A Knight, as in like Knights of the Round Table. Yeah, right, Knight Rider. Went on an adventure to purchase some fainting goats. Because why not? In typical Canseco fashion, he tweeted about the entire excursion, which he claims he'll turn into a documentary. Okay, and then they show a bunch of his...
WFOD has a good point. Just go, real quick, Dutch, going back to Macklemore, he does look like Toby from The Office. Look at the chat room.
He does!
Just like Toby.
Holy shit!
Wow. Yeah, like, Toby looks like his dad.
Jesus Christ.
Good catch, WFTO. All right, go ahead. She looks like a stripper, by the way, Canseco's girlfriend.
She's probably a stripper.
Anyways, he tweeted... Leaving for bumfuck Egypt with at his girlfriend's name. 5-hour drive to get in with our two fainting goats tomorrow morning, making documentary on it. Documentary on fainting goats, adventure brings now, headed to two jumping jack models in the middle of nowhere with our four goats. Check our YouTube channel, yada yada. We just got pulled over. Yeah, apparently
What the fuck
is Jose Canseco doing?
What did he need goats for? For what reason?
I don't know. I'm reading through this and I still can't figure it out. It says, we all know random motels in Nevada have a hotbed for black market for fainting goat dealers because he tweeted himself being there. I just saw the headline and I was like, oh yeah, I have to bring this up. But
there's the picture of the goat I'm seeing in the chat. Marie posted it. Look at the goat. The diapers aren't even on the goat right.
Yeah. And that tweet, he said, just got pulled over with goats in the car. The cop laughed at our poor goats. Period. Awesome. This guy was a superstar at one point in baseball. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
He's the one that started, that busted a whole bunch of people for a little steroid shit, too.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely the guy.
And a lot of people gave him shit, and he was blackballed, but it turns out everything he said was right. I mean, he might be crazy, but everything he did say was right, you know, about who's using steroids.
Let's follow through on his plan to see where the profit comes
at
the end of this story.
Okay, well, he was going to punch the goat to death and eat it. Am I right?
That's a little short-sighted.
No. You have to punch a fainting goat.
You don't have to, but that takes out its fun. Falls over. Well, then you kick it while it's down. Jesus Christ. Fainting goats really are the fucking Jews of the animal kingdom. They just fall down when you scare them.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy!
Now, there has to be like at least four more levels of this plan before you actually get to the benefit of buying two fainting goats.
Maybe they were going to mate so they could sell the babies of the fainting goats.
And then do what with the babies?
Sell them.
And then what do you do with the money from the fainted goat babies?
Then you buy more steroids.
What happens with the parents that you have?
You eat them.
You eat the parents, sell the baby, use the baby fainting goat money to buy. Why don't he has money? Why doesn't he just buy steroids?
He doesn't have that much money, Marie. Not anymore.
Well, I don't know if you can turn over.
He's playing AAA ball in Mexico. He doesn't have a lot of money.
I mean, do fainting goat babies turn over a huge profit?
I don't know. Someone look that up. Fainting goat profits. How much does one of these cost? Can someone look up Mitch? Can you look up the price for fainting goat? I want to buy four. I'll do Canseco.
But he's teasing a documentary, so there has to be video filming involved in this whole thing.
Yeah, but I heard the documentary's bad. Bam! Goat joke. High five. Oh,
dude.
High five, Marie.
No, not high five. that's funny. I'm funny.
Apparently, they want to throw you down a well.
Cool story, Hazel.
Speaking of Seth MacFarlane, did you guys hear that they killed off Brian Griffin?
Oh, I didn't hear about that, yeah.
Goats are $250 to $300 a pop.
Oh, so yeah, like $600 worth of goats.
That is not
worth.
Was
there a goat on Family Guy?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, I was trying to weave all the stories together there.
Yeah, I don't think you can weave anything into why the fuck did they just kill off?
But I don't
because their ratings are lagging. They're ran out of honestly, ideas. It's the same fucking show every time, and that's the reason why nobody watches anymore. Season 5, Mitch, you're with me. Season 5, we gave up.
I didn't even know Family Guy was still on.
The other part is that people were like, oh my God, some people, that's the saddest they've ever seen since the dog died in Futurama. I'm like, hell fuck no.
No, it's not.
Don't you dare. There's a difference. First off, Brian wasn't a dog. He talked. So it was like a person dying. He did dog things once in a while, but he was a talking thing. The Fry's dog was 100% dog. Seymour was 100% dog. So.
And like, okay, so, you know, everyone talks about the Futurama with Seymour. Yeah, I didn't cry when I watched it, but that was definitely a touching episode. And then I heard about Brian dying in Family Guy. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, I guess. It didn't have the same impact at all.
No.
Like, it was just another thing to me that Brian died.
Yeah, but that show kind of, you know, they just recycled the same nonsense. Kind of like The Simpsons. They just keep recycling the same characters and keep.
Oh my God! Speaking of The Simpsons, Dutch, we were watching it this weekend, and man, it's so political now that it's just ugh.
I mean, even Marie can't. Marie's the biggest defender of The Simpsons ever.
Up until about season 12. Yeah. And then I am the biggest Simpsons hater.
That's just it. 12, like you would at least last that long with Simpsons with Family Guy with me. It's like season 5, season 6. With South Park, season 3 is where I jumped the shark on that one.
Really?
I still like South Park.
I don't like South Park.
I love it still. Oh,
it's better
it's,
now.
It's all pop culture nonsense.
Your pop culture nonsense.
You wonder what sums South Park up for me is having the hand. Jennifer Lopez thing, it was so obnoxious and so not funny to me. Jennifer Lopez is somebody's hand and he's jerking off with it and holding everybody up with it. Or no, even there, Oprah's vagina
was hilarious.
Was not hilarious. It was stupid and dumb and contrite and fucking grasping at straws. Here's the thing. They're going for everything pop culture, which I get. I mean, you know, go ahead, do that because that's where you're going to hold your audience. But when the kids stopped being kids, it was just like, okay, no, this isn't funny anymore. Sorry. We've had this argument about 30 times now on this show. We're just retreading old ground. How many times have we argued about this show?
I agree.
I just can't believe you don't like it.
The weird thing about Simpsons versus South Park is the Simpsons were better in the beginning and got bad. South Park, I feel like, got better over time.
You're completely wrong. You're so wrong.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it's fact. It's you're wrong, I'm right.
Well, no, because most
but
of the...
that's not how I argue, though. You know this about me.
Most of the
my opinion is that Dutch is wrong and Marie is right.
Most of the episodes that people really love from South Park are from later seasons.
Well, I don't care about opinion. It's a matter of fact here. Like, fact is...
Oh, you're right. Liking something is a matter of fact.
Yep.
My mistake.
Yep.
That's how we run in America, baby. America. I figured I learned that from the creators of South Park. America, fuck yeah.
Speaking of America, fuck yeah, the McRib is back. Are you excited?
Fuck yeah.
They're taking it away.
Can't wait to get a heartburn
back
from that.
Dude,
it's heartburn immediately, isn't it?
it's not even food.
It's not fun. It's not a fun experience to go there for that.
Yeah, it's never good. Like, dude, you're right. I've never left the McDonald's and been like, yep, good.
I've left McDonald's and ordered other things and felt, okay, I feel good now, but in about 5 hours from now, I'm not going to feel good. But right. McRib, that, I think that's the reason why they always have it like cyclical. It's never a permanent fixture on their menu because no one would ever buy it. Exactly. It's the same thing with like the Shamrock Shake. Like, you're going to get diarrhea immediately after you get it. But you forget it after a while. You're like, oh, I remember the taste. I don't remember the fact that I had either A, blistering heartburn, or B, watery diarrhea.
So are you suggesting that McDonald's takes it away for us to save ourselves, or for them to hope that you forget how awful it makes you feel?
They want you to forget.
No, here's the thing. I want them to bring it back every year because I fall for it every single time.
The reason McDonald's takes so long to make it is because the only way they get it so tender they have to kill the pig with a sack of quarters over and over again. And
that's how you get that really tinny taste.
That's the only way.
I thought they just left it in a bowl of water for 4 months.
No. They beat it to death with a sack of quarters right in its head over and over again. But they don't kill it right away. They let it go kind of retarded first. And then what they do is they have a metal Rock'em Sock'em robot and then just little metal punches to its little face till it tenderizes it.
No, see, I thought the reason why McRibs took so long to get back onto the market is because they're made by one leather shoe pounding on pig meat for a long time. But
you're right.
It's one shoe because that's the flavor power in the sole.
Well, that's the reason why they say, like, as far as like deer or whatever, you got to shoot them in the head because you don't want to have that thing beaten too much, because the more blood you get back to the meat, the harder that meat gets and it's not as tender.
Actually, the way they kill it is they have a life-size thing of the board game Mousetrap.
It's like elaborate.
It's a big Rube Goldberg machine.
Oh, wow.
And at the end, it kills the pig. Slowly, though, painfully.
I had no idea.
Wait, Dutch. They stole your idea in a bathtub filled with glue.
No, that's actually false. I read an article that said McDonald's actually figured out the tastiest way to get the McRib just right is you have to actually tickle the pig to death.
It's weird.
It's so very time-consuming. It's very
machine. Can you imagine that? Like, if they figured that, Marie, you're onto something brilliant here. If they just, scientists came out, the tenderest, most expensive meat you could possibly have would be to tickle an animal to death. Do you want to, you know how people would be clamoring for that, like how tender it would be because of
good.
It would be better than Kobe beef where they just the cow.
I guess we want to say that we want to thank McDonald's for coming on board as sponsors.
Exactly. But think of disgusting pink food.
Tickle McRib.
Look at that. Look, Brent posted in the chat room. That's what it looks like before it's cooked. That's not food.
That's why I was saying it looks like somebody stepped on it with the sole of their shoe.
That looks like a piece
of
rebarb.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
It's
a piece of rebarb.
No, it looks like insulation in a house.
Frozen rebar. That's exactly what it is.
But the thing is, if you actually tried to tickle an animal to death, man. I just imagine it would keep running away, and for the most part, you would have
just
to...
Just like...
But then you also have to have a really long feather. Like, you have to have a feather and tickle its nose, and it's going to run away, and then you chase it down and tickle it again.
And then you kill it.
I don't know why they even try to make it look like they're used to it. Oh, that's the McRib for the kids' meal. It's a baby pig. The Happy Meal is a little tiny McRib. But ironically, the Happy Meal McRib for the kids is the only one that has actual bones in it.
Am I the only one that's never had a McRib or a Shamrock Shake?
I've had both.
I've never had a Shamrock.
I actually dipped the McRib in the Shamrock Shake.
You Armenians are weird. Delicious. You guys don't enjoy life. Come on. Enjoy some heartburn. Enjoy some diarrhea. Well,
did any of you guys have the bacon shake from Burger King?
No.
No, I actually did never. It was good.
Fucking delicious, dude.
I don't think they marketed that to my state. I think it was in your state and maybe like you know, in Montana.
No, they had.
It was honestly like Sherry and I got it, and it was kind of a joke thing because it's, you know, bacon. But right,
that was from McDonald's.
It was Burger King.
It's Burger King. Oh, Burger King has it.
But honestly, it was actually really good.
Hold on, Royce. They marketed it there too.
Yeah,
they didn't do it in my state. No,
but see, Orlando, especially for Burger King and McDonald's, is like the test area. We get a bunch of stuff before anybody because there's so many tourists here. They always like this is like their test market. So we get the weird. We have like three or four things called McDonald's bistros, which are like regular McDonald's, but they also serve like pasta and like it's a sit down restaurant. It's weird, but they're trying them out here to see how people like them.
See, I would understand that if they were to do that, like in, you know, major. I mean, Florida's a major market. You guys have, you know, three of the top, you know, 20 markets in the country there. So I would understand that, but Minnesota.
I think it probably did well in Florida or their test markets, and then it branched out.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what a McDonald's bistro looks like, so you can see on the outside. This is actually the one right by our house. That's the outside of it. Let me show you.
Oh, yeah, we have a nice one that just got built recently.
Right, and then they have, like, actual – here's a thing of the food. Looks
I love
so
how you're not a member of your own website that you helped create.
No, I am a member. I just forgot to log in.
And you forgot how to put in a
you forgot to.
I'm going to delete that one because it bothers me.
Dutch didn't forget how to be a bitch.
Yeah, stop being
apparently
such a
you
bitch.
Don't know how internet works.
I know how everything works because I'm the man.
Apparently you don't because web M I.
Keep reading it. Keep reading it.
I deleted it because it was annoying me.
Good. In my hometown where I grew up, we have a rock and roll McDonald's where inside it's all dressed up like 50s, you know, neon lights and shit. And they actually have Blues Brothers in there, like ceramic figures of them.
The actual guys?
Like life-size ones. Life-size figurines of Blues Brothers. I'm trying to find a picture.
All right. There's the, like you get like a fancy salad there. They give you like glass plates and shit. It's weird.
Did you guys see that Burger King is finally trying their hands at a Big Mac?
Yeah, it's called the what's it called?
It's called the Fuck You McDonald's.
No, what's it called? The Big King?
They really are just completely ripping them off, by the way.
One, two, three, four.
I have seen that, by the way, Marie.
Okay, here. Okay, I have to show you the banner of how they're promoting this stupid sandwich. One, the only difference that they're saying is try the fire grilled difference.
Oh, and they also say top with tangy Thousand Island, which everybody knows that's the special sauce.
Right. It's like, fuck you, McDonald's. It's not special. It's Thousand Island. But our beef is better because it's fire grilled. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're not better. And one, I like the fact that McDonald's chops up the onions into little teeny tiny pieces because who wants a big chunk of onion in their mouth? I sure don't.
I want to drive to Burger King right now and try this.
I like onions too, but I don't want to take a big bite out of them.
Oh my God, I want that right now.
Dude.
It does look good.
I'm going to throw amazing. Do you guys want to end the show early so we can get burgers?
Their pickles don't look right. The pickles are too thick.
Shut up.
And crinkled.
Shut up.
I like my pickles to be thin and soggy and folded over and smushed over to one side.
When I get this at Burger King, I could get onion rings instead of fries.
It's true.
Do you want to know who not only dislikes pickles but hates people who does like pickles is my girlfriend Kelly. Like what? She has this adverse, like she fucking hates anything pickle. She will in a drive-thru or at a restaurant say, okay, and no pickles. And I'm not joking, like no pickles. Like she'll make the excuse up, I'm allergic, because she can't even have pickle juice in a bun.
No one's
because
allergic.
She's she's that adverse to it.
Pickles are delicious. Kelly's stupid.
Thank you, Kelly's stupid.
And also, Muse is a good band.
She hates Muse so much. Oh, no. Just open up oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No.
So, listeners, do not post on my girlfriend's page that you know, any Muse any Muse music videos or pickle pictures.
Oh, my God.
Muse eating pickles.
Pickled Muse.
Pickled Muse is the worst thing that ever happened in her life, so please do not do that. So
God, sounds like a country Mutes cover.
Mitch, you're an asshole.
Is that you eating a bacon sundae, Mitch?
Probably. Yes, it is.
Was that in McDonald's?
Burger King.
What the fuck? This never happens in my state.
It was actually really good because, you know, sweet and salty is a combo that goes good together. And surprisingly, the salty bacon is good. And
by the way, food like that, a state Colorado who just legalized pot, you would think they would be those would be the test markets for all that.
You
weird
would think.
Where the fucking stoners would be like, yeah, whatever, fucking bacon and a sundae, eat it. I don't give a fuck.
Are you sure that they didn't do it and Joel was just too drunk to remember?
Oh, you're right. Could it be because you're too drunk to remember, Joel?
No, it's not that. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just the fact that we don't have
sure
it
here.
I'm going to, Marie, look up Colorado area.
Maybe because they care about our opinion, I guess. That's bacon.
Care about your opinion.
Well, no, maybe they do. I mean, like, because you guys have both of you guys have mentioned the fact that, you know, things that are test marketed are in your states initially.
Yeah.
So they're not going to release it to the states that actually matter. It's
I'm
like,
looking at the side by side that Marie posted of the Big Mac and what's the, I'm sorry, what's
it's totally different.
Big King, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Some fucking shit like that. First off, the Burger King one's bread in the middle is way too big. That middle slice of bread, not doing it for me.
No, but they're way different because, okay, look at the Burger King's on the left.
McDonald's.
Their lettuce is on the top of the meat, whereas McDonald's, their lettuce is under the meat.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Therefore, the lettuce is going to get soggy and gross.
Burger King's pickles are bigger. Their onions are full onion rings as opposed to chopped onions. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're right. There's only lettuce on the very top, not lettuce on both layers.
Oh, even the cheese is in a different area. Look at the cheese.
No,
bottom.
Cheese is in the same
no, it's
layer.
Not.
Oh,
look at the
yeah.
bottom.
Yeah, you're right. It's
wait, McDonald's puts their burgers on top of their cheese? What the fuck is wrong with them?
Communists.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, with Burger King, it's okay from the base. It's bread, burger, cheese, bread, sauce, burger.
It's
pickles,
all the same fucking lettuce, thing.
Sauce.
Come on.
McDonald's is bread, lettuce, cheese, meat,
hold on.
Onions, bread, sauce, lettuce, pickles, meat, onions. Top.
Your girlfriend Mitch worked at Burger King for 2.5 years. I worked there for 5 years. I was my job when I was 14.
5 years?
Yeah, from 14 to 19.
Negro, please. Are you serious?
Swear to God, 14 to 19. That's how I paid for community college and shit and my car. But I worked there too, and I could tell you what goes on a Whopper: mayo, lettuce, tomato, pickle, ketchup, onion. You put mayo, a little sprinkle of lettuce, 2 tomatoes, 4 pickles, 3 rings of ketchup, a little handful of onions. Boom, Whopper. I was a manager. And now I can't eat their food anymore.
After 5 years, I hope you'd be an owner at that point. What the fuck are you doing?
I was 14 when I started.
Exactly. Owner. There's not a whole lot going into owning a fucking franchise at that point.
Money goes into it.
Yeah, but you know what I would say, more money, more problems.
You've never said that. You've never said that.
I say it all the time.
No, that's like
all
I think
the
Biggie
time.
Smalls.
All the time I say it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's Biggie Smalls.
But then again, now I'm thinking about it. Like when I was that age, I was working at a pizza shop when I was 15. And I was the one with the keys closing up the shop because the guy who, or not guy, sorry, the girl who owned, her name was Irene.
Come on, Irene.
And she was a complete drunk. So she would get like hammer time at work, and I would be the only kid at this fucking
sure
local.
It wasn't just like a Tyler Durden for you, and it was just your fake imagination.
No, dude, and I would have to close the shop sure, out, like, close the ovens down, clean everything out, and I was 15, and I was, you know, I was raised in like, okay, just, you know, make sure you do the best job you can, and I didn't think like, oh, I could slack off because my fucking, the owner of the fucking pizza shop is a drunk. So, yeah, I would at 15 would have to drive her home and then walk myself home.
Yeah, no, I had the keys to the place too. I mean, me and my buddy who used to close every day after we closed, we would in the back where the dumpster was, there was a ladder to the roof. So we would just go on the roof and just smoke pot after we closed. Oh, we're like, all right, cool. Then we'd go downstairs and eat all the food because we get the munchies. You know, because we had to throw it out anyway. So you're like, it's still brand new good food. So we're like, all right, we're just fucking eat, and we're like, oh, we're just gonna open tomorrow.
Taking this shit home.
Yeah, fuck it. I used to take trays of cinnamonies home. Remember those little cinnamonies? Right.
They still do it. They still serve them.
I know. I used to take them home and just cook them for breakfast in the house. One day, Ryan stole like an entire case. You know their chicken sandwiches?
Right.
He stole an entire case of their chicken sandwiches and like an entire box of their nuggets, and we were cooking them in our oven.
By the way, is this franchise still open?
Yeah, they're both there.
Yeah,
I remember as a matter of fact, I wanted to quit because I've been working at Burger King. I was already 19. I was like embarrassed at that point. And I was trying to get a job, be a manager at a Home Depot because Home Depot opened up and they were offering jobs. So I applied there and apparently somebody ratted me out to the manager, to the owner, Kurt. I remember, the owner's name was Kurt. Big dude, probably like 6'4", 6'5", but like kind of not like heavy set, little fat, big mustache on him. And he told me, so Royce, you know, you're a manager here. You know, I heard you're applying at Home Depot. You're going to be here or not. Blah, 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 blah. And I was what? So I threw my keys in his face, and it was a lot of keys. I said, fuck you. And
so that was basically like, you know, simple assault at that point.
No, fine. But then what I did was because I was a manager there, and this is true. He used to break child. Anyone who worked at a restaurant knows this. Dutch, you just said it too. They break child labor laws all the time.
All the time.
Which doesn't matter for a little mom and pop pizza shop.
I was getting paid a dollar under salary before the dumb drunk bitch who ran the place was like, oh my God, I'm paying you under minimum wage.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, you know, like a pizza place, but Burger King, to run a franchise, I complained to corporate as soon as I got fired and said, there's all these child labor law violations.
Oh, no.
I fucking went balls to the wall. He owns two of them. And I said all this and that. I go, I could provide you blah, blah, blah. So they send a letter and he hates me. As a matter of fact, every year they used to have a softball game. So me being passive aggressive, Ryan was still working there after I quit.
Oh, no.
And they had two stores. So they used to play each other softball game. I showed up at the softball game and yeah. And I showed up after I quit to play because he should let people play. And Rodney, the manager there, who's still my buddy, came up to me and goes, hey, man, Kurt says that, you know, you can't play because of what you did and blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, no, that's no problem. I go, I don't need to play. I go, I'll just wait till the game's over. I'll play. We used to play football after that, you know, just us. So he was trying to be passive aggressive and not let me play. I just stood there and kept looking at him. And now I find out that I went to a restaurant where I used to go to all the time, and apparently he's a notoriously shitty tipper. And the guy's loaded, dude. He owns two Burger Kings. They fucking make a lot of money.
Well, give his full name out on the air.
Kurt Schubert?
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 He owns two Burger Kings in the what? In the Florida area? What part of Florida?
One of them is on in Davie. If you want to look it up, it's on Griffin and Flamingo Road.
Nice.
Griffin and Flamingo Road. And the other one's on Griffin and Volunteer. Both of them are in Davie. If you want to look them up. Yeah, Kurt Schubert. This is years ago. So, yeah, he owns it there.
If he's still there, fuck him. He deserves it.
No, he's still there. I know he's still there. He still owns both of them.
All right, let's get out of here.
Oh, wow. It's already late. Jesus.
All right, Royce, why are you better? I think I know why you're better, but go ahead.
Oh, man, there's so many reasons why I'm better. But I am better than you because I robbed Burger King blind, allegedly. Blind. My dad used to get... Sorry, real quick. I know we're doing this. I have to,
keep going. You're good.
My dad used to come by the drive-thru. And my dad used to try to be cool. Be like, oh, I'll just, you know, let me order two Whoppers and blah, blah, blah. And when I knew it was my dad, I would get like two of the big bags and fill it with like $70 worth of food and just get it. I didn't give a fuck. What the fuck do I care? Because you know why I would have not stolen from them? They made the employees pay to eat. Instead of them eat for free, they would give them half off.
Wow. Okay. Wendy's and McDonald's normally always let everybody eat for free.
And
you get sick of it after a week, so you're not losing any more money after the first 2 weeks. So,
but it's not even that. People, like kids back then, you know, used to get paid shit money. Kids would like wait, you know, go like, hey, you know, Kurt, you know, this is expired. Can I eat it? You're going to throw it out anyway. No, throw it out. Because he thought that, swear to God, this is how paranoid he was. He thought that these kids were going to mark the food like it was going to expire early just so they could eat it. But it's like, if you've ever worked at any fast food place, and Dolly can actually attest to this, there's always extra food. It always goes
always
back.
Always is.
No matter what. So, and they used to just throw it out, and I'm like, you fucking assholes. You just fucking dicks. So I used to rob them blind.
All right. Well, Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm going to get to a point where you're going to hear my voice in my tweets.
Boom.
That was mine. Jerk.
Dang.
Well, I'm going to go next then. I'm better than you because Marie can actually hear my voice in my tweets. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I'm having a pirate Thanksgiving.
Arr.
Yarg.
Sherry, why are you better? You've been on the show tonight. You have to contribute.
I totally wasn't prepared. I am better because I finally have something in common with Royce.
Ooh, that's true.
We're both gay for
Other
Marie?
Than I have an awesome Royce mask.
And we both fuck Mitch.
And we both fucked Mitch. Wait. You did, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. Oh, wait, are we doing a show tomorrow night?
Yes, we are.
All right, the last show before the Thanksgiving holiday and all that kind of nonsense.
It's going to be the Hippo Juice Thanksgiving Miracle.
Completely here on morelikeradio.com. Don't forget to
tune
in. You
know what the miracle is going to be? The miracle is going to be Ryan stays throughout the entire show.
Exactly, or shows up at all. But don't forget to show up with you guys. Hey, you know what? Can we start like a little thing like what we're thankful for?
Yes, we could do that tomorrow. We'll do what we're thankful
Okay, so listeners, tweet us.
Be serious.
At Hippo Juice on Twitter. Just tweet to us what you're thankful for and we'll read them out on the air. Yes. Is that a fun little bit we can possibly do?
Yes.
All right, so we'll promote that all day tomorrow. But, don't forget to listen tomorrow, obviously, for that whole nonsense for Hippo Juice. 7 to 9 p.m. right here on morelikeradio.com.
It's for the win.
Wait, what now?
I used to steal Hershey pies, too, and apple pies.
I stole an apple pie the other day from
that's wrong.
From 7-Eleven because it made me feel bad.
You know what I do? When Mersh was here, sorry.
You know those little apple pies? Yeah,
no, not that. When Mersh was here, he'd be like, oh, dude, he had to go to work. He's like, hey, if you're going to 7-Eleven, get me cream. I'm like, no problem. But instead of buying cream, what I would do is I'd
steal
get
a little creams?
I would get a big slurp, whatever they're called, big gush, whatever those
are. Oh, no!
But leave it empty and fill it with the little creamers, like the little, you know, flavored creamers all the way to the top and just buy it for like a dollar. And I would come home and pour out a bunch of creamers. Like, here's your cream.
Don't they have like the creamers in a pump? You could just fill up the entire thing with the
cream.
Yeah,
fuck that. I wanted to be fresh. And I also allegedly
be fresh.
I also maybe allegedly didn't want to wait in a line to buy coffee filters at 7-Eleven. So I saw theirs on top of their machine and might have taken it. But there was a line, to be fair.
Dude,
allegedly.
You were just, you're a Hispanic redneck.
I don't want to hear it, apple pie boy.
I steal apple pie just so I feel something. You do it out of an economical sense.
Yeah, all right, Dutch a la mode. Why don't we fucking get out of here?
Let's get out of here.
Tomorrow's Hippo Juice, hashtag Hippo Thanks.
Yeah, hashtag Hippo Thanks.
Thank you, Marie. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys. Thanks for listening tonight from Dutch and Rice. We'll be back next week, Tuesday night, obviously from 10 to midnight here on More Like Radio. Don't forget to listen tomorrow for the Hippo Juice 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Closing line. Thanks. Anything?
Yes. My closing line is shut up, Dutch.
All right. Bye.
Open me up and you will see. I'm a gallery of broken hearts. Just wanna know today. I just wanna know today.